premature.
Yeah, I guess it was fitting. I guess it was fitting that ended up happening. All right, those of you listening on the podcast, it's going to be combined. It's going to be, wait, next week, I thought the podcast was over. No, we
get forgot. a bonus segment.
Yes, yeah, so bonus segment. Maybe the most glaring omission. Like, if it was sometimes SDM, we pick like 20 games and we miss it, we forget a game, whatever. But this one we can't skip. You know, Chiefs.
Yeah,
and Bills.
That went in order. That's why, like, I think you thought TBD. I'm going in order. So now we got Sunday, 6:30 p.m. CBS. Chiefs at Buffalo. Buffalo's opens at two at -2.5.
Yeah, it already came down from three. Look, and all the classic Chiefs-Bills games have been in Kansas City. This is Patrick Mahomes' first road playoff game. You can argue that Tua has had more experience in cold weather than Patrick Mahomes has had playing on the road in the playoffs. So
it's a definite argument. Patrick Mahomes has literally never done it.
Yeah, never taken a snap of playoff football on the road. He has on a nooch in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I mean, the cold isn't going to bother both any of the teams. But I think the Bills do for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think the Bills they got through the hardest game. They got through the bad team, which we know is their nemesis, but they covered, and the Pittsburgh gave them a little scare. You know, they got to within a touchdown in the fourth quarter, but then the Bills preserved the way, and they TCB'd for the first time arguably all year. Now that they got that out of the way, I think the Bills beat the Chiefs by double digits.
Yeah, I think so too. I think the Chiefs have not, you know, for all the poop that everybody talks about Miami and Dallas, Kansas City's not much different. Like, they haven't really had a good regular season. They haven't played many good teams. They're in the worst division in football, and they barely won, 10 games?
Yeah, they banged out 11. They won 11-6.
They won 11 games, but six of those are guaranteed. Six of those are against the Chargers, Raiders, and Broncos.
Yeah, and they lost a couple.
And they did lose a couple of those, but I'm saying six of their 17 games are three teams with top 10 picks.
Yeah.
Buffalo's good. Buffalo's legit. They're back. I mean, I know we're not allowed to say it in Miami, but that team totally changed when they got rid of Dorsey, brought back Brady, brought Brady in. They brought Josh Allen back to being who Josh Allen was. Dorsey did not allow him to do that. Josh Allen looks more like the Brian Daboll Josh Allen. I think I'm with you. I think not only did Buffalo win, they win by double digits.
Yeah, we know Taylor's going to be there because we were wondering if she was going to be there at 0-degree weather. But, she was there. I know she's in a heated suite, but she still has to walk.
Hopefully the Eagles pull this off so that we don't have to see Donna Kelsey with Taylor Swift.
But that's good. And they were dancing, and they were dancing.
Cool. She looked good dancing. I mean, she knows how to dance, obviously.
I can't believe she would dance to somebody else's music. I mean, they weren't dancing to her music.
Like, do you listen to somebody else's podcast or just ours?
I mean, no, just ours. No, I don't know. I know. I'm a loyalist. I'm SDI and degenerate. SDI till we die, bro.
Like, do you think Leonardo DiCaprio only watches, you know, like the Titanic?
Yeah, he watches the Titanic. He watches Inception, and he watches the one with the bear.
And Killers of the Flower Moon.
Killers of the Flower Moon. That's all he watches. He's not going to give props to the other guy. He's not going to give them, you know, views and royalty money by watching or whatever. He's watching his own stuff always.
What does John Hamm do now that he's on every single TV show known to man? Why did he have time to watch all of them?
Yeah, he has to change apps to watch. You know, all he's on all the apps.
Apple TV, Fargo's on Hulu. What else is he on? He's on a bunch of stuff.
You said the morning show.
Renzo, Fargo. He's in another one that I saw recently.
Yeah, he's in every movie. Oh no,
Mad Men is on AMC.
He's in Top Gun, the second Top Gun. He was in that movie. Yeah, Mad Men. Yeah, he's in freaking everything. Like Pat the boy, he's Pat McAfee of Hollywood. Like, Pat McAfee's everywhere now on ESPN. Which
Pat McAfee's definitely on like ESPN2 right now, right? He has to be.
Yeah, an alternate broadcast. Well, I think only because the Peyton and Eli are doing their alternate broadcast.
Oh no, it's the Manning cast.
Well, soon it's gonna be the McAfee cast. Soon it's gonna be McAfee nonstop.
Soon it's gonna be MSPN, PMSPN.
PMSPN.
No, PMS. Yeah, McAfee show. PMSPN, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be Pat McAfee. It's like the Truman Show. It's going to be Pat McAfee 24 hours. And you know what? You're going to need a two-factor authentication to watch it.
Yeah, no, and it's going to be, when he sleeps, like the 2 hours he sleeps, it's going to be Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
It'll be Aaron Rodgers and him on PMS.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers will get it. We'll say something he's not supposed to say, and then Pat McAfee has to rush back to the air.
And then Jimmy Kimmel loses another bowl game.
Man, we can't. We need that ending of the first wave of the pod was so much better.
I know. Like, I feel like you don't want to end it because you had such a good one.
Yeah, I know. It's like we're ending on a whimper. Like, you know, we're not going out on a high note. We're not doing the Costanza.
Well, this is like the bonus round. Like, most people will leave after the next week, and this only the
sickos, which is nobody. No, right. But to be fair, we told everybody we were done. We told everybody we stopped.
Right, no, it's fair. And this will just be you because this is the only podcast you listen to, only radio show you listen to.
Yeah. Well, I listen to Tobin and Leroy, but that's like a branch. That, you know, that we're like on the same podcast network.
Yeah, we're definitely in the Tobin and Leroy tree.
We're the Tobin, Leroy and friends. I know they had that when Tobin went on a Levitard with I think he was on with Cody and the man's son. And I think Cody asked him who's in your tree, who's in your radio coaching tree. And then they started naming off guys on Tobin's tree, and Chris Cody said me. He said,
we're definitely a branch of their show. Like you specifically.
Yeah, I don't know if I have anybody in my tree. I mean, I can't even claim Marcos because Marcos was.
I think you can claim Jay Fink.
Maybe. And Stunt Steve, but Stunt Steve, you know, Stunt Steve disappeared off the face of the earth. With exception,
I think you can claim her.
Yeah, it's not like the Belichick tree. Like Jay Figg's a good claim. Jay Figg's like a good claim. It's not like the Belichick tree where everyone's a bum.
Yeah, like if she went on waivers, like she would be claimed by like Hockman and Crowder.
Yeah.
Somebody would claim.
Well, the problem is there's only one team now. There's only one sports team. There's only one QM.
Sean, he can claim her.
Oh yeah, Big O would put in a claim. He would use all his free agent
buttons. Maybe five reasons can claim her.
Five reasons. Yeah, no, she's great at what she does, and so I don't even know if I can claim that as a part of my coaching tree. She's a legendary Twitcher. I didn't do anything with Twitch.
Right. She's probably more part of the Tobin tree.
That's fair. And Hockman could claim her too because Hockman, like she used to do like the movie segments.
Yeah, that's when she became famous.
Yeah, so I guess she goes under the
Hockman. That was her rookie contract. So Hockman picked up the fifth-year option, so Tobin picked her up.
Yeah, bad move by Hockman.
Right? They overpaid Solana. The only way they could keep Solana.
Yeah, they had salary cap problems.
Right, they had cap problems.
They could have never...
Career. I hope she doesn't listen to this.
I hope she does. Well, we'll find out if she listens next week.